And good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Piers Legion Park for the season opener in baseball as we get underway with Little Falls in town, as with this game just getting started on a windy afternoon, as Thomas Miller flying out to center to start the ball game, and now Thomas Bell has coaxed a walk from Pioneer starting pitcher Cody Meyer. So this game underway, wind blowing in strong from left field, the Flyers leading off here in the top of the first, one on, one out, and the pitch from Cody Meyer, inside corner strike. The batter, Dan Marad, right fielder for head coach Chad Kadetz today. One strike to Marad, batting third. He'll be followed by the first baseman, Bryce Zawatski. A walk here to Thomas Bell with one out. Will set the Pioneer defense. Behind the plate is Matt Kummet. Teddy Daler at first base. Aaron Weber at second. Lane Gertz is at short. And Michael Meyer mans third base. From the set, Meyer ready. Throws over. Diving back in, the runner, Bell. Walked with one out. In the Pioneer outfield, you've got Nick Harold in left, Noah Boser straight away in center, and out in right for head coach Dan Sayre, Colton Eichens. Meyer's pitch, good fastball, and Pat Goldenick, our home plate umpire, says that's a strike, and it's 0-2 to the right-handed hitting Dan Marad. One on, one out, Little Falls, Piers. Wearing number 37, Marad. There's a snap throw again by Meyer. Cody threw one inning Monday over in Upsal in a scrimmage. Threw about 12 pitches. As Meyer comes set at the belt. And checking on a high offering is Marad, taking it about shoulder high. And it's 1-2. The JV game is being played over in Little Falls this afternoon. Corey Egan handling the JV coaching duties this year. So Rick Shablewski full-time now on the varsity staff for Coach Sayre. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. Good stop by Kummet, sliding to his right. And it's two balls, two strikes. A leadoff fly to center by Thomas Miller. And then Thomas Bell worked a walk. He's still at first. With one away. 2-2 the count. Wind blowing straight in here at Legion Park, where it's 370 feet to dead center, 305 to right, 310 to left, if I remember. And it's high again. Fastball, and that is now a full count to Marad. Well, it's been a while since we have been on schedule to open a season on time. Opening day, both these teams are back in action. Couple of games next week. Here goes the runner. The pitch swung on and missed. Strikeout. Throw to second to Weber. Covering, and he is safe. Slid behind the tag. A stolen base for Bell. But a strikeout for Meyer, and there are two down. As Marad waved through a fastball for the second out. Stolen base for Bell. He's in scoring position for the Flyer first baseman, Bryce Zawatski. So a good strikeout pitch there for the right-hander, Cody Meyer, the only senior in the lineup for Coach Sayre. A young, talented Pioneer squad that has high hopes this season. Low and outside to Zawatski, the power-hitting first baseman batting from the right side. 1-0. Kummet puts down the sign. And Cody Meyer comes set and zips a fastball right on the inside corner to even the count at 1-1. We are at Piers today. A one-out walk and then a steal for Bell. He stole second on a strikeout of Marad. Two down and the pitch coming. Another fastball popped up. Maybe a play for Daler. He'll have room in the coach's box and the first baseman can't handle it. Teddy had a pop out of the mitt. And that's going to be an issue, I think, all day for both sides' fielders. The wind and the sun. So it goes as a strike to Zawatski, and he's got new life with a 1-2 count. That was right in the mitt, but it popped out. See if Zawatski can capitalize or if Meyer can help out his fielder. Breaking ball low. Runner takes off. Kummet's throw is not in time. That'll go as a wild pitch. The ball in the dirt, blocked by Kummet, and it rolled just enough away from him up the first baseline to allow Bell to get a good jump, and he's in the third. And it's a 2-2 count with a runner at third now for Little Falls in the top of the first with two outs. Meyer comes set, and fastball is high. Full count, back-to-back full counts here, and three consecutive three-ball counts for Meyer. He walked Bell, struck out Marat on a full count pitch, and now it's full to Zawatski. Here's the payoff. It's inside, and he's walked his second batter of the inning. Runners at the corners now for Little Falls, and that'll bring up their designated hitter, Jeremy Klein, today. Klein will bat for Flyers starting pitcher Adam Hallberg. So two outs and two on now for Little Falls. Purple jerseys, white pants, white letters and numerals. The set and the pitch. Low. Ball one to Klein, batting right-handed. Pioneers with the black jerseys, gray pants, a red stripe down the sleeves with white letters and numerals. 1-0 to Klein. Batting in the DH, stands right up on the box. And a breaking ball popped up. Daler will have another chance. This one's in fair territory, and he squeezes this one for the inning-ending putout. So no damage done on a couple of walks issued by Cody Meyer. He gets out of the first unscathed. And after half an inning here at Piers Legion Park in the season opener, it's Little Falls nothing. The Piers Pioneers are coming to bat.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park, where shortstop Lane Gert stands in to lead off the Pioneer bottom of the first, and Adam Hallberg's first pitch of the season right down the pipe with a fastball, and it's 0-1 to Gertz. Adam Hallberg, hard-throwing right-hander, and it's fisted in the air down the left field line. Long run for everybody, and that is a fair ball. A wide turn by Gertz, but he will check in with a leadoff single. And Gertz, jam shot down the line in left, and the ball drops just inside the chalk. So a base hit for Gertz to start the season, and it brings up junior second baseman Aaron Weber. Zawatski will hold, will set the Flyer defense as Hallberg starts Weber off with a strike. Behind the plate for Little Falls is Braden Bukowski. Bryce Zawatski holding the runner at first. Logan Capon is the Flyer second baseman. Thomas Bell at short. There's another good fastball for a two-strike count now to Weber. So Bell at short, and Justin Jenks is the Flyer third baseman. Gertz steps off his lead at first. Working from the set is Hallberg. Peeks over the shoulder. Peeks again. Comes home. And Weber leaves one outside for a ball. 1-2. In the outfield for head coach Chad Kadetz. Ben Witt in left. Thomas Miller will patrol center field. And it's Dan Marad in right. No score. A leadoff fister in the left for Lane Gertz to start the ball game. Breaking ball got away from the catcher, Bukowski, and that'll move the runner up. That pitch was well outside, and it just glanced off the edge of the glove of Braden Bukowski. And so Gertz is at second now with nobody out and a 2-2 count to Aaron Weber. A wild pitch. On deck is Noah Boser. Here's the Hallberg pitch, and that's slapped into the screen behind home plate. Still 2-2. You know, outside of the wind, it's a beautiful day. So Gertz with the middle infielders, Miller at shortstop, and the second baseman, Capon, alternating, holding him close. Here's the set, and Hallberg, breaking ball, got him to chase. Good, sharp slider by the right-hander, Hallberg, for his first strikeout. One away. And that'll bring up center fielder Noah Boser, lefty in the lineup for head coach Dan Sayre. And Gertz with Bell cheating in behind, and Noah takes a strike. Boy, Hallberg has done a good job firing first pitch strikes in with a fastball, establishing control early with the fastball. It's obviously his best pitch. Talking to Chad Kaditz, I asked him who's his ace going to be this year. It's a long season, but you got to start today. There's a slapper up the middle. It's hitting the bag, and Boser will reach on an infield single. That ball clipped the bag, came up on Bell, the shortstop, and everybody is safe on an infield hit for Boser. On to third goes Lane Gertz, and that'll bring up the Pioneer catcher, Matt Kummet. Well, a couple of things could have happened there. It depends on your point of view. If that skips over the bag, it might get through into center and score Gertz. It might have been fielded by Bell, the shortstop. And Kummet takes one off the hip, and he's hit by a pitch, and they're loaded up. So just as I had got done saying, establishing a first pitch strike, Hallberg zips one in on the belt, and Jack Gruber will go into run on the courtesy for Kummet. So Kummet hit by a pitch on a painful start to his season at the plate. And it will bring up Piers pitcher Cody Meyer, batting fifth. So Gertz, a fly ball single down the left field line. An infield single for Noah Boser, and a hit batter have filled the bases. The only out registered a strikeout of Aaron Weber. Cody Meyer trying to deliver the season's first run. Here's the delivery by Hallberg, and it's hit into the air to right field. It's down for a hit. How many will score? Boser's being held at third. He's going to be run off the base, but the cutoff is mishandled by Zawatski. At the mound, Zawatski cutting it off from his first base position, had it go off the glove. They had the runner, Gruber, hung up between second and third. And once the ball went off the glove, Gruber able to scamper back to the bag. But on the play, it's an RBI single for Cody Meyer. And it's 1-0 as Gertz comes home to score. Boser stops at third. Jack Gruber at second. We'll give an error on the play. They had Gruber. And David Skiba will bat, the DH. Here's the pitch to Skiba. He's batting for first baseman Teddy Daler in the lineup, and there's a Hallberg pitch for a strike. JV game scoreless after one over in Little Falls. Here's the set by Hallberg. Bases filled, one out, breaking ball, got in the dirt. Bukowski can't field. Here comes Boser. It's 2-0. And 2-0 as a wild pitch brings home Noah Boser. Second wild pitch of the inning. On the play, Jack Gruber to third. Meyer moves up to second. And it's a 1-1 count to David Skiba with first base now open. Chance for a really big inning for the Pioneers. Skiba chased one up in the zone, lifts it back, and it's out beyond the first base dugout occupied by Little Falls. One ball, two strikes, a two-run inning here for Piers. The infield will play up at the corners. They're medium depth up the middle with Meyer getting his lead at second. Jacket on here in this windy conditions. Breaking ball. That one's lifted behind first foul territory. Zawatski chasing. Can't get to it, though. It bounces up against the fence. So Skiba still alive at 1-2. The softball team opening up today for the Pioneers. They're over in Albany. Hans Horning, the new head coach for the Pioneers. Second and third, one out. Couple of hits, three hits in the inning. Off Hallberg, here's the set. Fastball hit down the line and right. This is going to be trouble. Long run, that's a fair ball. Base hit. Gruber will score. Meyer stops at third. It's an RBI single for David Skiba, 3-0. So Jack Gruber comes home to score. Cody Meyer to third. And David Skiba drives in the third run of the inning for the Pioneers. And it'll bring up Piers right fielder Colton Eichens, the seventh man to bat this inning. There's only one out. Here's Hallberg's pitch. Colton leaves it up. 1-0. On deck, third baseman Michael Meyer. Jenks up to the edge of the grass at third. Zawatski holds with Skiba at first. Right-handed hitting Eichens at the plate. Hallberg delivers. There's one fisted down the line and right into the cars and onto the road. 1-1 to junior Colton Eichens. Piers 3, Little Falls nothing in the bottom of the first. Meyer at third, David Skiba at first. The set and the pitch. Fastball stays outside. 2-1 to Eichens. Mix of sun and clouds here today. There's the pitch that gets away from Bukowski, and Skiba will take second on the pass ball. So Skiba now in scoring position. And a 3-1 count. Nope, they called that a strike. It's 2-2. 2-2 to Colton Eichens. First base open. And here's the Hallberg delivery. Eichens waves at it. It got away from the catcher, and Bukowski will throw to first in time. Runners hold at second and third. Second out of the inning. It'll go as a 2-3 putout with Hallberg registering his second strikeout. He got Weber, and now he gets Eichens, and it brings up third baseman Michael Meyer, the eighth batter of the inning. Three runs are in, and there's a fastball up and away. When Hallberg reaches back, he can pop the mitt. But he's had trouble locating at times, too. He's skipping a couple in the dirt for wild pitches. He's hit a batter. 1-0 to Meyer. Breaking ball. Low, dug out nicely that time by Braden Bukowski. It's a 2-0 count. Nick Harrell, the left fielder, is on deck, and he'll round out one trip through the order for Hallberg. Second and third. The pitch from Hallberg stays low, and he's fallen behind Meyer 3-0 here. There are two outs here in the first. Dan Sayre coaching at third. The venerable Rick Shabluski at first. The pitch on the way. Fastball in for the automatic strike. 3-1. Don't forget the Piers Fire Department's annual fish fry tomorrow night at the Brickyard. That starts at 4 o'clock. I'll be there about 5:30, accompanied by Mr. Pat Watercott. We've already made arrangements. Here's a fastball high, and Meyer's aboard. And they are refilled for Nick Harrell. So now you can add a walk to the mix. And Nick Harrell, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Here's Hallberg. Inside-out swing, driven out of play for a strike. Three runs are in. Cody Meyer with an RBI single, a wild pitch, and an RBI single for Skiba. There's a fly ball to short. Bell gathers it in to end the inning. But the Pioneers bat around in their first at-bat of the season. They score three runs on three hits, and they leave the bases loaded. We've played an inning at Piers Legion Park with the score. Piers 3, Little Falls, nothing.
There's never been a better time to visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. For a limited time, get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase with Verizon Edge. Qualified customers can also get the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless for no money down with Verizon Edge. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls to shop now.
Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval, bill credit takes up to 2 to 3 cycles to process. Upgrades
are... The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Welcome back, and leading off for Little Falls, Justin Jenks will reach on an error at third as Michael Meyer can't handle a sharply hit grounder, and he is aboard. E5 to start the second inning, 3-0, Piers leading Little Falls. Little Falls had a couple of walks in the first to get runners at second and third after steal, but... Here's the pitch, and it's ground ball left side. Another chance. Meyer cleanly this time to second for one. No relay for Weber, but Meyer gets the force at second. The batter was Braden Bukowski, so he'll be charged fielder's choice 5-4 to retire Jenks. One out with Bukowski now aboard at first. There's action in the Little Falls bullpen down the line in right. And the batter becomes left fielder Ben Witt. 3-0 Piers. We're in the top of the second. Cody Meyer, first pitch fastball, strike inside corner. 0-1 the count. Teddy Daler will hold with Braden Bukowski at first. And the right-handed hitting Witt will watch Meyer turn and throw over. The wind right now, probably about 18 miles an hour. Nope, 19. Popped up behind second. Bozer coming in. Bozer will range it and make the catch. And he's going to throw, and he's not in time. Diving back in Bukowski. But a fly to shallow center retires Witt for the second out. And that'll bring up the number 9 batter, second baseman Logan Capon for head coach Chad Kaditz. So there are two down for the Flyers here with their number 9 hitter, Capon, at the plate, a right-handed hitting second baseman. It looks like Brady Muncy running at first. Check swing. Did he offer? No, says Pat Goldenick. One strike. So running at first on the courtesy, Brady Muncy. And that one in at the belt, strike called. That is a 1-1 count now to Capon. Two down here. Man on by way of error for the Flyers. They trail Piers 3-0 in the top of the second inning. Meyer will turn and throw. Daler applies the tag, but not in time. Looks like a nice crowd here to watch some opening day baseball at Piers Legion Park. Here's the fastball. Ground ball up the middle. Gertz to his left. Fields it. Shovels to Weber to retire the Flyers. No runs. No hits. There was a Pioneer error. One man left. We've played an inning and a half with the score. Piers 3. Little Falls nothing. Pioneers will send up the top of their order when we come back to Legion Park. For the bottom of the second on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, we've got Thomas Miller on the mound now for Little Falls. Miller will take over for Hallberg. He comes in from center field. Going over to center is former right fielder Dan Marad. Marad now in center. And I'm going to try and see the right fielder here and as soon as he turns his back to me. So, starting pitcher Hallberg goes one inning, faces nine batters, gives up three runs on three hits. In the top of the order, Pierce shortstop Lane Gertz to face Miller in the second. Piers 3, Little Falls nothing, season opener. Bukowski out to go over signs with Miller, the junior right-hander. Gertz poked a single and scored in the first, leading the state in hitting. One for one. Up high for a ball. It's 1-0 from Miller to Gertz. Outfield playing straight away, and you have the benefit now of playing in with the wind being what it is. Up and in on a fastball from Miller. He's behind 2-0 to Gertz. And the set and the righty delivers. Another high fastball above the shoulders, and he's behind 3-0 to the Piers shortstop, Lane Gertz. A junior and a three-year starter at short for the Pioneers. Here's the set and the pitch. A little high. Ooh, nope. Lane had chucked the bat, headed to first, but he's brought back to the box by Pat Goldenick. 3-1 on the old 3-0 automatic. Piers getting three in their half of the first. RBI single by Cody Meyer. There's ball four. Gertz is aboard with a walk. A wild pitch. And RBI singles from Cody Meyer and David Skiba in the first half. Piers in front, 3-0 on Little Falls. Here's second baseman Aaron Weber. Now we'll see if they get something going. It's Weber, if they put him down, moving him over, or chance to advance a runner with a lead. You can certainly open up the playbook a little bit. It's early as Weber takes a strike. Aaron struck out against Hallberg his first time up. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Miller to Weber. Short lead by Lane Gertz, held by Bryce Zawoski. There's a roller up to third base line. Jenks will have to hurry. Throws and got him. Nice play, Justin Jenks at third. And that's the out, but on the play, Gertz advances to second on the slow chopper up the third base line. It'll go as a 5-3 put out for the first out, and it brings up Piers center fielder Noah Bozer. Noah with an infield base hit off the second base bag in the first inning. So a runner in scoring position in Lane Gertz for the Pioneers, trying to add to a three-run lead here early in this season opener with Little Falls. High from Miller, 1-0. On deck will be catcher Matt Cummett. Gertz takes his lead at second. And the set. Miller. Good location, outside corner. Strike called, and it's 1-1 to Noah Bozer. Noah, outstanding season a year ago, is adding to his what's going to be a tremendous career here. And he's still got his, well, let's just say 2 years left, with this being the opener of his junior year. That one just missed off the corner, says Pat Goldenick. Close pitch taken. 2-1. Piers Little Falls to open things up in this 2015 campaign. There's a foul ball knocked into the parking lot for a 2-2 count. Noah batting third. Thing I like about this Piers batting order, they've got righty lefties sprinkled up and down the lineup. They've got power, they've got speed. They got guys that can hit for average, they can do some bunting. That one just misses, and Miller wanted that one. Full count to Bozer. That was a breaking ball that just missed outside. 3-2. Gertz at second, one away. Piers 3, Little Falls nothing. Bottom of the second inning. Here's the Miller pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Challenged him with a high, hard fastball, and Bozer swings through it. First strikeout for Thomas Miller, and there are two down, and here's the catcher, Matt Cummett. So Cummett hit by a pitch by Hallberg, his first time up. The left-handed hitting junior catcher watches that ball break down in front of the plate for a ball. 1-0. Here's the set by the right-hander Miller. Checks the runner and delivers. Fastball hit foul between the bag and the nimble-footed Danny Sayre coaching at third, and it's a 1-1 count. Here's Bukowski putting down the sign for Thomas Miller. Checks Gertz. Checks again. Bell retreats to short and hit his spot. Good fastball from Miller. And it's now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Here's the Miller pitch, trying to get out of this inning, and just low. 2-2. Cody Meyer is on deck. Piers getting three in their half of the first, and that's where we stand right now. That pitch just outside. That's a couple of close ones that Miller has not had called the way he would have wished. And it's a full count. Miller in his first inning, working in relief of Hallberg. Runner at second, Gertz with two down. And the pitch, payoff, outside, walked him. Second walk of the inning for Miller. And we'll get Gruber back to courtesy run for the catcher. So it's first and second with two outs for the pitcher, Cody Meyer, who slashed an RBI single into right center in the first. Zawatsky, the first baseman, will play behind Jack Gruber, the runner now, courtesy running for catcher Matt Cummett. Here's Miller's first pitch coming to the cleanup batter, Meyer. Fastball right there for a strike. 0-1. Aaron Weber has grounded to third. Noah Bozer goes down on strikes here in the inning for the outs that Miller has recorded. Miller has walked Lane Gertz and just issued a walk to Matt Cummett to put two on with two outs. Breaking ball, good stop. Bukowski sliding out of his crouch to his right. preventing that one from going to the screen. 1-1. On deck, David Skiba. Time granted. Looks like some dust and dirt got blown up into the eye of catcher Braden Bukowski as he clears the vision. 2 away here, bottom of the second. Piers 3, Little Falls nothing. And here's the set by Miller. Thomas checks Gertz and delivers a fastball inside at the knees. 2-1 to Cody Meyer. Gruber at first runs well, running at second. Gertz, he's got decent speed. Meyer trying to find the outfield grass, and a check swing couldn't hold up. He offered at it, says home plate umpire Pat Goldenick. And it's 2-2 now to Cody Meyer, senior pitcher for the Pioneers. The 2-2 pitch from Miller to Meyer. Fastball, swing, and a foul tip held by Bukowski to end the inning. Good handle by Bukowski off a foul tip. Strikeout, and the Pioneers are done in their half of the second. No runs, no hits. There were no errors, and they stranded a runner. Excuse me, stranded two runners. They've stranded five men on base through two innings. And after two full at Piers Legion Park in the season opener, it's Piers 3, Little Falls 0.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park, where top of the order, Thomas Miller leading off for Little Falls. It's Piers 3, Little Falls nothing. Cody Meyer misses outside. And Miller now at 2-2 in the count. He flew out to center fielder Noah Boser leading off the ball game. Hit the ball well, but right at Boser. And the 2-2. Fastball, rip, foul, pass first. Well hit ball by Miller, but just hooked it past the bag. Chased down in right field by Colton Eichens out there in right. Piers, 3 runs, 3 hits. They've committed the game's only error. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Flyers of Little Falls. Top of the third. Here's the pitch by Cody Meyer. Fastball just inside. And it's a full count to Miller with the shortstop Thomas Bell due up next. Here's the set. Number foul off the end of the bat. It rolls towards Coach Chad Kaditz near the third base box. Over at Little Falls, they're still scoreless through four already. 0-0 in the JV game. And Meyer's payoff again. Up high, and Miller's aboard with a leadoff walk here in the third inning. Third walk issued by Cody Meyer, and it brings up Flyer shortstop Thomas Bell. Double. Bell walked, stole the base, ended up stranded at third back in the first inning. And there's a ball hit in the air towards left, and Bowser over makes the catch in the gap. Oh, Bell gave that one a ride into the teeth of the wind, and it held up long enough for Bowser to track it down. And Miller, who was almost to the bag at second, had to scamper back. So one out on the Bell fly. And that'll bring up center fielder Dan Marad. Marad struck out. Stepping off the rubber is Cody Meyer. One on and now one out for the Flyers. They find themselves down 3-0 on the road here. And there's one fisted back to the screen for a strike. 0-1 to Marad with Zawatski on deck. Top of three, Piers Legion Park. Of course, high school game, 7 innings long. Here's the set coming from Meyer to Marad. Good lead by Miller, held by Daler. Swing and a miss at a good fastball. One of the better fastballs Cody has unleashed so far. He's ahead now, 0-2 to Marad. One strikeout, now three walks for Myers. He's worked 2 1/3 innings in his debut of the season. Outfield playing straight away. Harold maybe in two steps and left. Straight away in center for Bowser, and Eichens creeping up in right. That pitch is high. Bluff throw by Kummet. 1-2 to center fielder Dan Marad. He took over after starting the game in right when Miller came in to relieve Adam Hallberg. Gertz at short, Weber at second, the double play combination for the Pioneers. The corner infielders, Daler at first, Michael Meyer at third. Here's the fastball, and it's slapped into the screen. And it stays a ball and two strikes here to number three batter, Dan Marad. Head coach Chad Caddett's coaching at third, and assistant Sean Aholm at first. 3-0 Pioneers, all three in the first for the Pioneers. RBI singles by Cody Meyer and David Skiba, and a wild pitch. There's a ground ball. Shortstop Gertz up with it. The runner was going, so Gertz takes the out at first. So the Flyers start the runner to stay out of a double play. That is a tailor-made double play if the runner had been holding at first, but by getting him going on the pitch, they avoid a potential inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. It goes as a 6-3 ground out for Marad as Gertz throws out Marad for the second out, and brings up first baseman Bryce Zawatski. Miller now at second with two outs. Meyer pulled the string a little bit and just missed inside belt high with a curveball. 1-0. Runner at second with two outs for the Flyers. There's a liner and down for a hit. Harold up quickly with it and relays the ball back in. Sharply hit by Zawatski between short and third. And there's the first Flyer hit of the season. Zawatski with a clean single through the left side to put runners at the corners. Miller to third. Zawatski aboard at first. And the batter is the designated hitter, Jeremy Klein. Klein popped up to Teddy Daler at first base, ending the first inning. And he watches a Meyer fastball come up high for a ball, 1-0. 3-0 Piers with two outs in the top of the third. Flyers open up their home portion of their schedule Tuesday. There's a good breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1 to Klein. They welcome in their Granite Ridge fellow team, Malacca, Tuesday. It'll be the home opener for the Flyers. 1-1 count. Ground ball to short to his left. Short way to second to Weber. Gertz to Weber to end the inning. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. No runs, a hit. And there were two left on. We've played 2.5 innings. The score, Piers 3, Little Falls nothing on You Are Their Sports.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Are you ready for the madness? Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack dealer. Let us bring all the buzzer-beating shots to your living room with a brand new Ultra 4K TV from LG. The clarity of these sets will make you think you have courtside seats. And with our professional installers, Nathan and Eric, we can deliver and set up your new TV for you. What are you waiting for? Get into Radio Shack today and check out all of our LG 4K TVs so you too can have the ultimate TV watching experience.
David Skiba, Pioneer DH, leading off the bottom of the third against Thomas Miller. An RBI single to right by Skiba in the first. And he lines a base hit up the middle. David Skiba with a rope. And he's 2-for-2. A leadoff single right back up the box. Colton Eichens now will come up. The right fielder. Colton went down swinging in the first. He is 0-for-1 against, are actually facing Miller for the first time. We're going to get a runner at first. Daler back into run for Skiba, so Skiba will be out of the game now, as that's the second time he's been run for by the man he's DHing for. So here's Colton Eichens, 0-for-1 with Daler now. He takes 2 strides off the bag, leaving him 10 feet from second. Eichen shows bunt and takes a strike. It's 0-1. 3-0, Piers batting in the bottom of the third here. All three came in the first against righty Adam Hallberg. Miller came on, worked a scoreless second, and now he's given up a leadoff hit to David Skiba here in the third. Well up at third, about 3 steps on the grass, is third baseman Justin Jenks for the Flyers. And here is the pitch by the righty, and Eichens bunts it in the air. Miller comes on, dives, makes the catch. Good play, Thomas Miller, as Eichens couldn't get the bunt down, and he's out on an F1 pop-up. One away, and it'll bring up third baseman Michael Meyer. Couldn't get down on top of that bunt. And coming straight in was the pitcher Miller, made a kind of a head-first diving catch on the dirt in front of home. So he came a long way. Meyer takes a strike, 0-1 from Miller. Michael walked in the first. He was the only walk issued by Hallberg, who also hit a batter and gave up 3 hits. That one is low. Bukowski with the stop. Evens it at 1-1 to junior third baseman Michael Meyer. On deck, Nick Harold. Piers 3, Little Falls 0. Daler at first with 1 out, draws a throw, dives back in. Courtesy tag thrown on there by Bryce Zawatski. More sun than clouds right now, and that's welcome. Here's the set and the pitch. Ground ball right side, finds the hole. A base hit from Michael Meyer. And Daler will round and hold as Meyer found a gap in right on the right side of the infield. Michael with a base hit. And Daler stops at second, and there are two men aboard for Nick Herold. That's Riley Pelzer out in right field now. Pelzer is the right fielder for the Flyers. He came up throwing and holding the runners to that one advancement of the base. Herold out on a pop to short, ending the first when the Pioneers batted nine men, and he takes a strike. The left-handed hitting left fielder, Nick Herold. 0-1 as Miller fires a strike on the corner. Daler at second, Meyer at first. One out. Miller sets. Fisted in the air and out of play. 0-2 to Nick Herold. Top of the order. And the shortstop, Lane Gertz, is on deck. It's five hits now for the Pioneers. They're out hitting the Flyers 5-1. Miller ready. Checks the lead runner, Daler. The two-strike pitch stays low. Good stop by Bukowski. 1-2 to Nick Herold. Daler running for David Skiba, who led off with a hit to center. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Herold, ground ball right side. Zawadzki well off the bag. Backhand. Now he drops the ball, and everybody is safe. They are loaded up for Lane Gertz. The first baseman, Bryce Zawadzki, way off the bag, knocked the ball down. He couldn't find the handle on it. And everybody is safe with one out for shortstop Lane Gertz. Gertz with a base hit, a walk, and a run, and he goes after the first pitch. They go to Jenks for one, to Capon to first, and they call him safe at first, and that'll get Daler home, and it's 4-0 Pioneers. So Gertz will drive in a run on a fielder's choice. 5-4, a big hop there for Justin Jenks at third. Gertz hustling down the line, beats out the relay from Capon. So he's at first with two outs now as Meyer retired off the bases on the, or excuse me, Herold off the bases. Meyer's at third. So to first, and Lane Gertz dives back in. It was Nick Herold that was forced out on that play. So there are two outs. Daler scored the Pioneers' fourth run of the game. Aaron Weber's the batter, 0-2, a strikeout and a grounder to third. Gertz is running, the pitch is on the corner strike. Throw to second is high, relay, no throw, and scoring on the double steal is Michael Meyer, and it's 5-0. Bukowski's throw was high to second, and Bell did not attempt a relay. He had no shot. Gertz at second. Meyer comes home with a double steal. A two-run bottom of the third now for the Pioneers. And Weber has another runner out there at second base with two outs and an 0-1 count. Ground ball right side. Zawadzki backhand flip to Miller to retire the side. So it's a busy half inning in the field for Bryce Zawadzki. And that play retires the Pioneers, but they add two. They get two runs on two hits. There was a Flyer error and one left. At the end of three complete, it's now Piers 5, Little Falls nothing on You Are There Sports.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-25.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Top of four here, and the first pitch lifted in the air to center. That's Justin Jenks. And Noah Bozer retreats and makes the catch in medium deep center. One away on one pitch from Cody Meyer. Jenks out on a fly to center. One down, and the score, Pierce 5, Little Falls 0 with one away. And that brings up Flyer catcher Braden Bukowski. 0 for 1, reached on a fielder's choice ground ball to Meyer, who got a force at second. Back in the second inning, and Meyer, first pitch strike. Cody has struck out one. He's walked three. He has shut out the Flyers on one hit. A Bryce Zawatski third inning single. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Braden Bukowski. The 0-2 up high. Snagged there by catcher Matt Kummet. 1-2. And time granted just as Meyer went into the wind. Pierce 3 in the first, 2 in the third. They're out hitting the Flyers 5-1. Each team has committed an error here in this season opener. 1-2 offering. Meyer high again, 2-2 now. Ben Witt due up next for the Flyers, the left fielder. 2-2 delivery. Good fastball right there, and Meyer rings him up with a called third strike. Two down, second strikeout for Cody. And the base is empty, two outs. Here's Flyer left fielder Ben Witt. Nobody of the pitchers have worked a clean 1-2-3 inning so far. Flyers have used two arms so far. Hallberg started, went one inning. Thomas Miller now has gone two, and Cody Meyer's gone the distance for Pierce. He misses inside ball one. Witt flew out to Bozer in left center. Ground ball left side, foul pass third. And that evens it at 1-1 to Witt. On deck, second baseman Logan Capon. Witt bats eighth for the Flyers. Members of the Granite Ridge Conference. Here's the wind in the pitch. High again, 2-1. Outfield playing straight away. Harold in and left. About average depth for Noah Bozer in center, and the right fielder Colton Eichen's normal depth as well. That one shaves the outside corner. Got the pitch call there. 2-2. Meyer's 2-2 pitch. Witt watches below the knees. Good take there by the left fielder, Ben Witt. Full count. Bases are empty. A fly to center by Jenks and a strikeout of Bukowski. Payoff pitch is high. And it's a walk. A two-out walk puts Ben Witt aboard, and it brings up second baseman Logan Capon. Logan grounded out to the shortstop Lane Gertz on an inning-ending force out back in the second. We're in the fourth now. It's 5-0, Piers. Here's the set. Nope, throw over. Daler at first. Didn't even apply a tag. The throw was high over from Cody Meyer. Piers scored 3 in the first. And there's a good off-speed pitch in. It's 0-1 to Logan Capon. Top of the order, Miller on deck. Meyer, there's a chopper foul. The ball was up a little bit for Cody, and Capon took a good swing at that and just topped it foul. No balls, two strikes. Top of the fourth, the season opener. Meyer, ground ball, left side, Meyer. Over to first in time. Michael Meyer throws out Capon to end the inning. Good inning for Cody Meyer. He strikes out one, does issue a walk, but leaves that runner at first after 3.5. Scores Piers 5, Little Falls 0.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and disbursing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls Youth Athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
And don't forget that Pierce Fire Department fish dinner tomorrow night starting at 4 at the Brickyard. Here's the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth, and it's a line drive base hit up the middle. Bozer jumping all over the first pitch from Thomas Miller, and Noah has a two-hit game. Two for three now, a first inning infield single, and now a rocket up the middle. That's hit number six for the Pioneers off Flyer pitching today. They lead it 5-0. And now it's the catcher cleanup batter, Matt Kummet. Matt, he's been hit by a pitch and walked. In the dirt, stopped by Braden Bukowski. Miller starts his third inning on the mound. Pierce scored two last inning to open up that now five-run advantage. That pitch stays above the letters from Miller. 2-0. A leadoff base hit by Noah Bozer. No surprise that Noah comes out of the gate swinging the bat well. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Kummet watches a strike. Not to his liking, and a strike called. 2-1. Pioneers are back on the road for their road opener on Tuesday. They go to Eden Valley Watkins. There's an opposite field base hit. Kummet slices one the opposite way, and Bozer will stop at second. Back-to-back hits to start the inning here for Pierce, and now Cody Meyer bats. Pierce has a road game at Eden Valley Watkins. That's 4:30. You'll hear that here on You Are There Sports. That's Tuesday. And now Gruber back in to run for Kummet. On Friday, the Pioneers will go to Albany. We'll get our first look at the softball team for the Pioneers. They'll take on Little Falls here. Actually, no, that's at Little Falls, the varsity game, on Friday. There's a failed bunt as it popped back to the screen by Cody Meyer. One strike. Cody's got an RBI single and a strikeout. 1-for-2. 7 hits now for the Pioneers. 4 off Miller. No extra base hits in this ball game. Pierce 5, Little Falls 0. We're in the bottom half of the fourth, scheduled for 7. Meyer showing bunt. Miller long pause. Now the pitch. Now there's a good bunt. That is going to be tough play for Bukowski. Oh, they called him out at first. Bang, bang play at first. There was some miscommunication between the catcher, Bukowski, and the pitcher, Miller, about who was going to field that ball. And once Bukowski took charge, he just got Cody Meyer. It'll go as a sacrifice. 2-3 on the play. Bozer to third, Gruber to second. One out, and here's the state's leading hitter again, David Skiba, 2-for-2. Oh, and David gets plunked, and they're loaded. That's what happens. They go after the state's leading hitter. First pitch. So Skiba to first. And now Colton Eichens will bat. One out, bases full. Pierce has stranded 6 runners. So have the Flyers today. And now we will get a runner It'll be Daler for Skiba. Colton Eichen, so far in this game, has struck out and popped to the pitcher on an attempted bunt. Couldn't get it down, and Miller came charging in and made a nice catch. Infield in for Little Falls, trailing 5-0. A chance for more for the Pioneers as Eichens hacks at the first pitch from Miller, knocks it back to the screen. 0-1. Miller left that one up, and Colton just missed it. 5 runs on 7 hits, 1 error for the Pioneers. No runs, a hit, and an error for the Flyers. Eichens trying to poke one through the infield. High chopper, left side. Jenks will come home for one. Bukowski will just hold it there. And there's the second out. That's why you play that infield in. You're hoping for one of those right at you. And Jenks with the play. Fielder's choice, 5-2. That retires Bozer at the plate on the fourth for out number two. And it brings up third baseman Michael Meyer. Gruber now at third, Daler to second, and Eichen's aboard at first. Base hit for Michael Meyer his last time up. Eventually scored on the back end of a double steal. The fifth run of the ballgame takes a strike from Miller. Piers left the bases loaded in the first. Left two on in the second and one on last inning. And they've filled the bases here with two outs. That one's low. Ball and a strike to Michael Meyer, trying to break the game open here a little bit. Up 5-0, two outs, bottom of the fourth. And again, the game gets short now, only 7-inning games here. So big swing and a miss on a looping curveball from Miller that broke on the inside right underneath the hands of Meyer. And it's a ball and two strikes. So Miller looking for a big out pitch here and get out of this inning with no damage. Get his team back in the dugout with only 3 at-bats left in the game. Here's the two-strike pitch, a little bit high. 2-2 to third baseman Michael Meyer. The set by Miller, now he'll step off. Wants to go through the signs again with his catcher, Braden Bukowski. Home opener for the Flyers Tuesday with Malacca. The Pioneers hit the road for the first time. They'll head to Eden Valley Watkins Tuesday. Both teams' conference openers. Here's the pitch from Miller. Hit down the line and right. Twisting foul. Foul by about 12 feet. And it's still 2-2. That would have got two home. Daler would have scored easily on that. But all three runners head back to their bases. Eichens at first, Daler to second, Gruber to third. Meyer at the plate with a 2-2 count against Thomas Miller. Just finished up his hockey season for Little Falls. Here's the 2-2 fastball. Fly ball, center field. Marat is there, reaches up, gathers it in, and the Pioneers strand three. No runs, couple of leadoff singles in the inning from Bozer and Kummet, but the Pioneers can't get either one of those guys home, and they leave three men on for the second time today. They've stranded 9 through 4 innings. At the end of 4 complete, it's Piers 5, Little Falls 0 on You Are Their Sports.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park as Cody Meyer has shut out Little Falls through now 4 2/3. He's thrown three pitches here in this inning. He's already got two outs. He got Miller to ground out to short, and now Thomas Bell has lined to second. So two outs quickly. Here's Murad, the center fielder, and it's a ball. 1-0. Piers 5, Little Falls nothing. Two outs, top of the fifth inning here at Piers Legion Park this afternoon. Cody Meyer has gone the distance. And there's a drive to left. Harold going back. He will not get it. Over his head. Racing to second. Murad is in with the game's first extra base hit. A two-out double here in the fifth inning. As Murad cracked that one over Harold's head and left. It would have been interesting to see how far that would have had gone, not into the wind. He really tagged that one, but the wind straight in, knocking that down. Here's Bryce Zawatsky. He has the other flyer hit, a clean, sharp single to left. Last time up in the third. Strike is called. It's 0-1. Obviously, the season opener, so Meyer, who's gone 4 2/3, unlikely that he will go the distance here today. That's more than anything. There's a little flare into right center field. That'll get down. Bozer will field it. It'll get the Flyers on the board. It's 5-1. And Bryce Zawatsky drives home the first run of the year for Little Falls. Back-to-back two-out hits here in the fifth. The second being Zawatsky's RBI single to right center field, scoring Murad to make it 5-1. Now the designated hitter, Jeremy Klein, who's grounded to short and popped to first, 0 for 2 today. And there's a swing and a foul ball that's going to twist out of play. And it's one strike to Klein, who bats in the DH spot for head coach Chad Kadetz today. So back-to-back hits, giving the Flyers 3 in the hit column now. And they're down 4 here. 5-1 in the fifth inning against Cody Meyer, the senior right-hander. Set and the pitch. Klein leaves it high for a ball. Ball and a strike. Klein playing summer ball, Victory League ball with the Randall Cubs. A lot of these Flyers play for Randall. They got a nice little addition to the Randall Cubs through this group of Flyers. There's a breaking ball, swing and a miss. Snap throw to first, and back in is the runner, Zawatsky. Zawatsky's a Randall Cub. Klein plays for the Cubs. Adam Hallberg plays for Flensburg. Thomas Miller, Sobieski Ski. So here's the Meyer pitch, rolled foul towards the third base box. Still 1-2 to Klein. So the Victory League West pretty well represented by the Little Falls Flyer High School team. Cody Myers, a Piers Bulldog. Here's the two-strike pitch. Meyer to Klein. Change speed. Lifted in the air. Right center. Who's going to take it? It's Bozer taking charge, as you want your center fielder to do. And he makes it look routine. Puts it away. But the Flyers are on the board. Back-to-back hits the double with two outs by Murad. He's chased home by the RBI single by Zawatsky. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's now Piers 5 and the Little Falls Flyers 1. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Pioneers have Harold Gertz and Weber due up.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker's.
There's never been a better time to visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. For a limited time, get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase with Verizon Edge. Qualified customers can also get the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless for no money down with Verizon Edge. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls to shop now.
Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval, bill credit takes up to 2 to 3 cycles to process. Upgrades are...
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Pioneers, left fielder Nick Harold against Thomas Miller. It's Piers 5, Little Falls 1. First pitch missed low. Next pitch is inside. Miller starting his fourth inning in relief of Adam Hallberg, who lasted an inning as the Pioneers batted around, scoring 3 times in the first and left the bases loaded. Change up, swing and a miss. Good pitch from Miller. 2-1 now to Harold. Nick Harold has popped up to short and reached on a ground ball error at first. Swing and a miss. There's that slow floating changeup again. 2-2. Now to left-handed hitting Nick Harold. Action in the bullpen. That's Weber down there. Here's the pitch from Miller to Harold. 2-2 pitch. Lined sharply to Capon. And a nice play by the Flyer second baseman for one away. One step to his right, about knee-high. Logan Capan fielding the sharply hit liner off the bat of Nick Harold. One down here in the fifth. And top of the order, Lane Gertz. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI, a run, and a walk so far. Started the ball game off with a little flare down the left field line for a hit, and he would eventually score the first run of the ball game. First pitch is up from Miller for a ball, 1-0. 5-1 Pioneers. A little bit low from Miller. 2-0. The only change defensively for the Flyers so far, well, besides the pitching change, when Hallberg was lifted for Miller after an inning, there's a strike. Miller came in from center to pitch. Marad moved from right to center, and entering the game now playing right is Brady Muncy. Muncy's being DH'd for by Klein. That pitch is low, 3-1. One down, Harold lining out to start the inning here. The home half of the fifth, there's a good fastball from Miller. Caught the outside corner, it's a full count, 3-2. And the softball team opening up their season today, they are at Albany. There's a ground ball left side, circling behind Bell. That's going to be an infield hit for Lane Gertz. A slow roller deep in the hole at short. Bell tried to circle behind that ball and come up throwing, but it kicked off the heel. And Lane Gertz has a multi-hit game to start the 2015 season. And now we're going to get Ethan Lochner to bat. Lochner will bat for Weber. So Ethan batting, the senior, as Weber finishing his warm-up tosses down to the bullpen. We'll likely see Weber in the top of the sixth on the mound. That's hit number 8 for the Pioneers today. First at-bat now for Ethan Lochner. Zawatsky holds over there. And stepping off Miller. Now he's ready to go. Setson comes home with a fastball. It's just outside. Well, he has missed with some close pitches this afternoon. One ball. Jenks even with the bag at third. Zawatsky holding at first with Gertz. Gertz has 2 hits. Noah Bozer with 2 hits. Close play. They had the runner. Gertz kind of spinning his wheels a little bit. Little timing throw over there, and he almost nipped him at first base. Just got the hand back in, says base umpire Dave Gunderson. Three Pioneers with two hit games today. Gertz, Bozer, and David Skiba. Here's the delivery. Runner goes. Ball rolled to shortstop. Bell's going to have one play. That's the first. And Lochner out on a 6-3 ground ball with Gertz moving up. No stolen base. Two outs. And the batter is Noah Bozer. He is 2-for-3. Singled off the second base bag and scored a run in the first. Laced a single into center, leading off the fourth. Was forced out at home on a ground ball to third with the infield in. 5-1 Pioneers. Miller ready in the pitch. Noah fists it behind third. Jenks has it, and the inning's over. Justin Jenks with the play, and Bozer is out, and so are the Pioneers. No runs, one hit, and the Pioneers leave their 10th runner of the game on base. That takes us through five complete innings. Over in Little Falls, they are scoreless in the JV game heading to the seventh inning. Here it's 5-1, Pioneers sixth inning coming up. Little Falls has Jenks, Bukowski, and Witt due up.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
Pierce Legion Park, and we see Aaron Weber ready to throw his first pitch of the season as he takes over from Cody Meyer. Meyer now out of the ball game momentarily as Ethan Lochner stays in the game at second base. Leading off for Little Falls, third baseman Justin Jenks. And here's Weber's first pitch. And it is just inside at the knees for ball one. Jenks has reached on an error at third, flown out to center. He is 0-for-2 today. 5-1 Pierce, top of the sixth inning here at Legion Park. 1-0 pitch low. 2-0. Some fire reserves warming up behind the first base dugout. Chad Caddett's likely to get some new players in the ball game. There's a strike delivered. 2-1, Weber to Jenks. Michael Meyer at third, Lane Gertz at short. And the 2-1 pitch, ground ball to Gertz. Lane has it cleanly over to first to Daler in time, and there's one away. Jenks grounding to Gertz for the leadoff out here in the sixth. Cody Meyer at second base, so he does stay in the game. Cody to second. So that's just a straight switch, Weber and Meyer. And now the catcher, Braden Bukowski, will bat. Cody Meyer will go five innings. He allows a run on three hits, two strikeouts, and four walks in line for the win on opening day. Weber misses low, ball one. Braden Bukowski with Ben Witt on deck. The wind in the pitch from Weber. Good fastball, but just outside. 2-0. Again, the JV game scoreless over in Little Falls. They're in the seventh inning there. That's a Corey Egan-Brad Check managerial matchup. 2-0 pitch. Weber changes speeds, misses up and in. And Aaron behind Bukowski now. 3 balls, no strikes. He got a ground out to short from Justin Jenks to start this inning. Now there's action in the Flyer bullpen as well. It's a right-hander down there. 3-0 pitch, and he walked him. Inside at the knees. Bukowski aboard. Flyers get a runner with one out here in the sixth, and it brings up left fielder Ben Witt. Witt in this ballgame has flown to center and walked 0-for-1 today. Outfield playing straight away, Harold, Bozer, and Eichens, all juniors. Here's the first Weber pitch on the way, and a sharp slider swung on and missed by Witt, 0-1. Again, the only senior in the lineup is Cody Meyer for the Pioneers. Soft toss to first. It is a big junior class here for this Pioneer team. Right now, 8 of the 9 guys in black are juniors out on the field. Here's the set and the pitch. Low, good stop by Kummet. Nope, I take that back. Matt's a sophomore, the catcher. Lane's a sophomore. Here's the Weber set on 1-1. And that's knocked out of play over the screen. Fastball a little up in the zone. It's 1-2 to Ben Witt, right-handed hitting left fielder. Pierce scored 3 times in the first, 2 in the 3rd. Flyers got their run in the 5th. 5-1 as the Flyers bat in the visiting 6th. Weber's 2-strike pitch in the dirt. Kummet, good job keeping it in front of him. That ball bounced about 3 feet in front of home plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Ben Witt. Weber in relief of Meyer here in the inning. Michael Meyer plays off the bag at 3rd. Fastball popped up down the line and left. Harold looks like he'll have room if he's not called off, and he dropped it. Now he picks it up, throws, and they're going to get a 4. So you can't fault the runner there at all because Harold had a beat on that right behind short and 3rd, and it banged off the heel of his glove. It goes as the 7-4 fielder's choice. You see that every day. 2 down as the batter becomes Logan Kapan, the Flyers' second baseman, and Weber hits the inside corner for a strike. So Witt aboard at 1st now with 2 down. Yeah, not much chance for the runner there to get to 2nd on that play. It's just bang, bang. Here's another ball in the dirt. This one will advance the runner as it skipped up the 3rd baseline off the shoulder of Matt Kummet. He got dinged by that one. Ball and a strike. Top of the order, Thomas Miller on deck. Flyers trail 5-1. They'd dearly love to get that runner home here. Go into the 7th down maybe 3. So Witt at 2nd following the Weber wild pitch and a 1-1 count to second baseman Logan Kapan, who was grounded to short and to 3rd, pulling the ball twice. Weber took something off a fastball and got it on the inside corner, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Piers. It's a run on 3 hits with an error for the Flyers. Weber trying to get out of this inning. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And a tapper foul keeps the inning alive. Justin Jenks grounded out to short, and then that left fielder to 2nd force out for the 2nd out. 1-2 to Logan Kapan. Cody Meyer, the 2nd baseman, trying to hold Witt a step closer at 2nd. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul by about 1 foot past 3rd. He stroked that one just foul. One ball, two strikes to number nine batter, Logan Capon. One and two again. Ready to go. Here is Weber in relief of Cody Meyer. And the set. And that one's in the dirt. Comet keeps it near. Runner holds. Two and two. Matt, very fundamentally sound back there. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Capon. Just inside. Meyer thought he had it. Full count. 3-2, two outs. Logan Capon, a senior. Little bit low, and he's aboard. A walk, two on with two outs. In the top of the order, pitcher Thomas Miller comes up. 0-2 with a walk. Miller, left-handed hitter. He walked in the third, was stranded at third. Led off the game, hitting the ball well, but right at Noah Boser in center. Weber starts him off with a strike, 0-1. We are in the top of the sixth. Piers 5, Little Falls 1. Two outs, two men on. Daler will play behind the runner Capon at first. Here's the one strike off speed pitch. Caught the corner for a called strike. 0-2 to Miller. On deck would be Thomas Bell. Here's the set by Weber. Miller awaits. And a fast, no, roller to short. Gertz had to skip over the glove into center. That'll get one home. And it's 5-2. And just like that, the tying run is at the plate. That's a bad hop single for Miller. Scoring is Witt. That ball took a hop just as it came to Gertz up the middle and into center field. So it's 5-2. Miller will get an RBI single. And it brings up shortstop Thomas Bell. He's representing the tying run now. Both flyer runs in this game have scored after two outs. Anything this inning will be after two outs. There's a liner. Weber or Meyer with a diving stab. Cody Meyer saves a run with a backhanded dive near second. What a play. That's the defensive gem of the game turned in by Cody Meyer, maybe to preserve his own win. Who knows? That ends the inning. A line shot by Bell. He's robbed by Meyer, but the Flyers get a run on a hit. The RBI single by Miller plates Witt, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. We'll have a new Flyer pitcher. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Piers 5, Little Falls 2.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Justin Jenks is the new Flyer pitcher, taking over from Thomas Miller, who goes back to his original starting position of center. Leadoff batter for the Pioneers is catcher Matt Cummitt. It's a 1-2 count. So Murad goes back to right, and coming in from right field to play third now is Muncy. There's a ground ball right side. Zawatski to his right with Jenks covering, got there. Nice play, Zawatski to Jenks. 3-1 on the putout, one away in the bottom of the sixth. Brady Muncy is playing third now. He had come in and played right field. Cody Meyer, 1-for-2 with an RBI and a sacrifice in the game. Takes a Jenks fastball high for a ball. Jenks becoming the third Flyer pitcher to work. Thomas Miller will go 4 innings today. That one leaves outside. 2-0 to Meyer, an RBI single in the first inning. Here's a swing and a foul tip held by Braden Bukowski, 2-1. And Jenks zips one high. 3-1 now to Meyer. Miller will give up 2 runs on 5 hits. There's a fly ball towards right. Murad drifting back with room. Dropped it. And Meyer, who runs right out of the batter's box, will stop at second. Dan Murad out in right field. That ball carried and went off the glove about 10 feet in front of the wall in right. And Meyer's at second with one out for Teddy Daler, getting his first at-bat. It'll be E9. That one should have been caught. So Daler batting here. Here's the Jenks offering, and it's low and outside for a ball. Thomas Miller, 4 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits. He struck out 2, he walked 2, and he hit a batter. Here's the set and the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Daler delivers a hit. Meyer's coming around third, and the Pioneers have gotten that run back. And now Daler will take second as Miller's throw comes all the way through. Heads up base running by Daler as well. No chance for Miller to get Meyer, and the Pioneers have gotten that run back that they gave up in the top of the sixth. It's 6-2 on the Daler RBI single. And here's right fielder Colton Eichens with Daler at second. He came through with a base hit in his first at-bat of the year. Here's the pitch to Colton Eichens, low from Jenks. 1-0, Colton in the ballgame. 0-for-3, a strikeout. Popped to the pitcher on a bunt try. Grounded out to third with the bases loaded. Pokes it foul down into the right field bullpen. 1-1. Pioneers 6, Flyers 2 with one out in the sixth. So that dropped fly in right field costs the Flyers. Here's Jenks looking in for his sign. Daler short lead, and the pitch to Eichens taken. Ball 2-1. Justin Jenks, the third Flyer pitcher. Hallberg went an inning. Miller went 4. Now Jenks working here in the sixth. Here's the delivery. Eichens watches, and I think that locked up the umpire as well. He called it a ball. 3-1 to Colton Eichens. Here's the set and the pitch. Eichens ground ball to second. It'll get Daler to third. And with two outs, there's a runner at third. And that will bring up third baseman Michael Meyer with two down and Daler 90 feet away. Here's the pitch, and Meyer takes it low. Ball one. Michael in the ball game is 1-for-2, a walk, a steal, and a run. One ball to Meyer. Daler aboard at third. Takes a strike. 1-1. Pioneers out hitting the Flyers 9-4. Meyer with a base hit in the third inning. Jenks delivers. Ground ball to short. Bell charges. Has it cleanly to Zawatski, and the inning's over. For the Pioneers, they get a run on a hit. There was an error and a man left. After six complete innings here at Legion Park in Pierce, it's the Pioneers 6, the Flyers 2 on You Are Their Sports.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Are you ready for the madness? Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack dealer. Let us bring all the buzzer-beating shots to your living room with a brand new Ultra 4K TV from LG. The clarity of these sets will make you think you have courtside seats. And with our professional installers, Nathan and Eric, we can deliver and set up your new TV for you. What are you waiting for? Get into Radio Shack today and check out all of our LG 4K TVs so you too can have the ultimate TV watching experience.
As we come back to Legion Park in Pierce, first pitch swinging, Dan Marad rips a double to the gap in right center, his second two-bagger of the game. He doubled to the left center field gap in the fifth. He adds a leadoff double here in the seventh as the Flyers are down to their final at-bat here. They trail Pierce 6-2 in the seventh. That is hit number 5 for the Flyers. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Pierce. Now 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Little Falls. Here's Bryce Zawatski. The first baseman takes low, ball 1. Bryce has 2 hits, and he has walked. He's driven in a run. He had the Flyers' first hit, a 2-out single in the third off Cody Meyer. Nobody out, and the Weber pitch. Checked swing, and it's ruled inside ball. He stopped in time. 2-0 to Bryce Zawatski. Each team getting a run in the sixth inning. So it's still a 4-run lead, 6-2. Low got away from Kummet, and to third goes Marad on the wild pitch. And it's 3-0 to Bryce Zawatski. Working from the windup will be Aaron Weber, the junior right-hander, starting his second inning. Here's the 3-0 pitch, fastball. Ball 4 inside, 2 on. A 4-pitch walk, and there are runners at the corners for the Flyers. For the designated hitter, Jeremy Klein, and it's going to bring a visit from Dan Sayre, the coach, out to the mound. So, while there's a visit, we'll be back. 6-2, Pierce over Little Falls in the seventh.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2525.
Visit to the mound is over. Flyers have runners at first and third. Nobody out in the seventh, trailing 6-2 here at Piers in the season opener. The batter is the DH, Jeremy Klein, 0-3. Flown to center, popped to first, grounded to short. First pitch in for a strike. 0-1 to Klein. He's batting for third baseman Brady Muncy in the DH spot. He started the game DHing for starting pitcher Adam Hallberg, who's still the pitcher of record for the Flyers. 0-1 pitch lifted out of play. Weber works ahead. 0-2. Pierce 6. Little Falls 2. Both teams return to action after the Easter holiday on Tuesday. Piers goes to Eden Valley Watkins. Flyers have their home opener with Malacca. The Flyer game's at 5. The Pioneer game is at 4:30. We'll have that Piers Eden Valley Watkins game for you Tuesday from the home of the Eagles and the home of this year's state amateur baseball tournament. Off speed, got him to chase. Big strikeout for Weber. That breaking ball was low, and Klein could not stop the swing, and he's out on strikes. Big first out there for Aaron Weber on the strikeout, and it brings up the pitcher, Justin Jenks. Started the game at third, 0-3. First pitch backhanded. What a stop by Matt Kummet. One ball, saved a run there. That would have gotten Murad home from third on a wild pitch. That ball through the left-hand hitter's batter's box with a backhanded stab. Runners at the corners. One down now. There's a slider swung on and missed. One ball, one strike to Justin Jenks. You know, you can say it's, you know, season opener, a lot of rust, but this is still a subsection game. This still has some bearing and importance later on this spring when it comes seeding time. That one's low, 2-1. Jenks reached on an error at third base, leading off the second, flew to Bozer in center field in the fourth, grounded to Gertz leading off the sixth. Ground ball to Lane at short. Second hop to second for one. Myers relay, not in time. A run comes home. Safe at first is Jenks. There are two outs, and the Flyers down to their final out. Fielder's choice, 6-4. Credit Jenks with an RBI. Scoring Murad from third. Zawatsky is forced out for out number two on a nifty little in-between hop play by the shortstop, Lane Gertz. So a runner at first in a 6-3 game now. And this is Chris Reller to bat. Reller batting for Bukowski. And he goes after the first pitch, grounded to the first. Daler shovels to Weber, and the Pioneers have opened the season with a victory. Piers with the win over Little Falls, 6-3. As Piers defeats Little Falls in the 2015 season opener, the postgame show begins now.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also
the Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
So your final score in this season opener is Pier 6, Little Falls 3. Final line scores for the Pioneers, 6 runs, 10 hits, an error. They strand 11 today. For Little Falls, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They leave 10 on base. Your winning pitcher going 5 innings is Cody Meyer. He allows a run, 3 hits, couple of strikeouts, walks 4. Aaron Weber gets 2 innings in relief. He gives up a run, 2 runs on a couple of hits, 1 strikeout and 3 walks. The loss has tagged the Flyers starter, Adam Hallberg, who went 1 inning. Allowed 3 runs, 3 hits, couple of strikeouts, walked 1, hit 1. Thomas Miller, 4 innings of middle relief, gave up 2 runs on 8 hits. He struck out 2, walked 2, and hit 1. And the third Flyer pitcher today was Justin Jenks. He allows 1 run on 2 hits. And he had no strikeouts and no walks. Pierce got on the board with a 3-run bottom of the first. There were 4 hits in the inning. RBI single by Cody Meyer. Another RBI single by David Skiba. Lane Gertz and Noah Bozer also with hits that inning. A wild pitch scored a run as well. So Pierce had a 3-0 lead after 1. They tacked on 2 in the third. They worked a double steal to get Michael Meyer home, and then Lane Gertz with an RBI fielder's choice. Pierce had a 5-0 lead after 3. Flyers got on the board in the fifth inning. RBI single by Bryce Zawatsky brought home Dan Marad, who had doubled with two outs. Make it 5-1. Flyers made it 5-2 with a run in the sixth. The two-out RBI single by Thomas Miller. Pioneers got that run back in the bottom of the sixth on Teddy Naylor's RBI single to make it 6-2. And then in the seventh, it was Little Falls getting an RBI ground out by Justin Jenks to make it 6-3. That's your final. Piers opens now 1-0, and they'll start their conference season and their road schedule Tuesday at Eden Valley Watkins. Pioneers will be back with us here on You Are There Sports Tuesday afternoon, 4:30 at Eden Valley Watkins. For the Flyers, 0-1 now. They begin Granite Ridge Conference play. That's Tuesday. It's their home opener with a 5 o'clock start against the Malacca Wolves. Again, Piers wins it 6-3 over Little Falls this afternoon. Have a great Easter, everyone. We'll see you Tuesday in Eden Valley Watkins for more baseball action on You Are There Sports.